After reading this gospel, I wish Jesus would go right away in my country. He will find over 100,000 to feed. They are starving. He would do the miracles feeding in Burundi. I tried to feed some, but I couldn't. I got flat broke in 2 weeks. So my friends, today gospel reading presents one of the most well-known miracles of Jesus, the feeding of the 5,000. This is the miracle of multiplication, and Jesus instructs the people to sit down. Taking the loaves, he gives thanks and distributes them to those who are seated as much as they want. He does the same with the fish. Everyone eats their fill, and 12 baskets of leftovers are gathered. This miraculous act of multiplication is not just about feeding a hungry crowd. It is a sign pointing to deeper spiritual truths. And we have a couple of truths about this miracle of multiplication. The first one is God's provision. The miracle demonstrates God's ability to provide for his people. Just as God provided manna in the wilderness for the Jewish people, Jesus provides bread for the multitude. This act reminds us that God knows our needs and will provide for us, often in ways beyond our expectations. The second one is that Jesus is the bread of life. These miracles prelude Jesus' teaching on being the bread of life. He declares, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." The physical bread points to the spiritual nourishment that Jesus offers. In him, our deepest hungers and thirsts are satisfied. The third meaning of this miracle of multiplication is abundance in faith. The 12 baskets of leftovers signify the abundance that comes from faith. God's provision is not just sufficient, it is overflowing. This abundance reflects the generosity of God's love and grace, which surpasses our human understanding. God has always pity and compassion towards us, and he gives us more than we deserve. In our daily lives, we often face situations where our resources seem to be small or nothing. Whether it is our time, talents, or treasures, we may feel we have too little to make a difference. The miracle of the loaves and the fish encourages us to bring what we have to Jesus, to share with those in need. When we offer small contributions in faith, God can do extraordinary things. This gospel also calls us to trust in God's provision. In times of uncertainty, it is easy to rely on our strength. Jesus reminds us that God is a God of abundance, God of compassion, God of love. We are invited to live with open hands, ready to receive and share the blessings we have. As we reflect on this miraculous feeding, my friends, let us be reminded of God's unwavering provision and the abundance that comes from faith. May we learn to offer our gifts, however small, trusting that God can multiply them to meet the needs of many. Let us also seek to nourish others, not just physically, but spiritually, pointing them to Jesus, the true bread of life. In witnessing this miracle, the crowd exclaimed, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." May our lives, filled with faith and generosity, lead others to recognize and glorify the presence of Christ among us.